Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Boggs trying to get to third. Vukovich throws the ball into Jacoby, who tags Boggs for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabler. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Tabler steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Thornton steals second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton fires to first and has Armas trapped. There's the throw to Franco who tags Armas for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Clemens, and towards Boggs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson strikes out. There goes Barrett. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard is hit by the pitch. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Thornton steals second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the mound. Clemens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler fields the ball and throws to Clemens covering. Safe. Franco moves to third. Hassey moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Franco scores. Hassey moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The runners advance on the error. Butler moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Hassey scores. Butler scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Barrett scores. Gutierrez moves to third. Allinson moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutierrez scores. Allinson scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Tom Waddell now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Evans moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Franco steals second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hassey is walked intentionally. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Vukovic reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler bunts towards the mound. Clemens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vukovic moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vukovic tags and scores. Butler tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez strikes out. One out. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Waddell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Gedman now catching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vukovic hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Willard now catching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing center field. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to second. Carmelo Castillo pinch runs for Pat Tabler. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Castillo moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Mark Clear now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler scoops it up and throws to first, with Clear covering, for the out. Castillo moves to third. Thornton moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. George Vukovic now playing left field. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman pinch runs for Jerry Remy. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.